his budget goals for this coming fiscal year, 2014. What's your reaction to it?
Well, I think he hit it right where he needed to. He said, we've got to do something on pensions. It's not a mystery to anybody in this building, nor should it be a mystery to anybody in this state. We have to get pensions done, and we're now starting to see the effects of the crowding out. When a quarter of your general revenue fund is going toward pensions, it's inevitable that you're going to see cuts in places, and some places that I'm sure people are going to resist. But he said it, we've got to do it, and he's right.
Yeah. I mean, in general, it was a decent speech, but I think when you look at the big picture as to where we've moved since the Democrat tax increase of 2011, we are spending another $1.6 billion more, and in the big picture, the unpaid backlog of bills has gone up from, it's up to $9.5 billion, up from $7. So we haven't made a lot of progress. I was a little interested in his tone of chastising the legislature for not passing pension reform. We have seen no proposal from the governor, and I think it's important to recognize the two gentlemen standing behind him have the ability to put pension reform up for a vote, and that has not happened.
He did dial in a bit more specifically about some of the things he would like to see. Representative Cross, you've been working with Elaine Neckritz, the House Democratic pension guru, to put out a new version of a pension proposal, a reform proposal. What are the key elements of that?
Well, you've got benefit reform, and you've got what we call a hybrid plan that goes going forward, incorporates a defined benefit plan along with a defined contribution plan. Interestingly enough, on the benefit side, much of what we have in our bill, he talked about and said he had to have that. So, look, our bill has over 30 sponsors. If there are other proposals in that arena on the benefit side, I'm open to looking at them. It's not a pride of authorship thing, but the reality is we have to do something comprehensive. We have to do something significant, or this is going to get worse and worse and worse.
Senate President John Cullerton says he likes a lot of what he's seen in the bill that you and Representative Neckritz have put forth, but he still thinks that employees have to have some sort of consideration or choice when it comes to getting those smaller pension payments in the future.
I think one of the problems with his bill is that the savings in his bill are significantly less than are in the bill that we're working on. We've got a $96 billion plus unfunded liability. The bill we're talking about knocks about $30 billion off. His numbers are a little lower, a lot lower. So we have to do something real. And it's not, as the governor said, it's not going to be an easy conversation, but we need to quit talking and act.
One of the things the governor talked about today, he's touting something like $900 million in future health insurance premiums thanks to this new